Yeah, buddy, it's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Sorry about that. I was just chatting with Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com. As our training camp coverage continues, brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. And it's time to talk with Jared Sandler about your Rangers. Took one on the chin last night, couldn't get the right hits. Maybe Jacob DeGrom wasn't as sharp as you normally expect him to be, but we're about 48 hours from the trade deadline here on your home of the Rangers, and it's exciting times because they're talking. You know, the sources are saying the Rangers are shopping, and Jared Sandler joins us now, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you?
Guys, I'm great. I just saw Shohei Ohtani pull up in the Rangers bus, and I see an Ohtani. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't bleep yourself, Jared Sandler.
It was Buster only saying rival execs report Rangers aggressively looking to upgrade their bullpen. What do you got on that for us?
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense on a few levels. You know, I hate to sound like a broken record. I know that, you know, when talking sports, talking money is not always enjoyable, but You can make substantial gains to your bullpen without having to take on a lot of salary, and that seems to be something that would be of interest. But yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. It's weird because the Rangers bullpen, or the third best ERA in Major League Baseball, but I don't know that you look at the names and say, yeah, this is the bullpen that when you go into the playoffs, the game is over after the sixth inning if we have the lead. And hey, the results are the results, right? Nothing to, you know, you don't need to have a deep resume to have success in this game. But I think that the Rangers would certainly love someone who's got a track record of, you know, top shelf ninth inning dominance. Maybe it'd be a bonus if they have a track record of doing it in the postseason. But, you know, I think it would make sense that if this team's going to give themselves the best chance, especially down the stretch, and especially as, you know, maybe you do need a little bit more from your bullpen because your pitching, you know, is getting deeper and deeper into their mileage limit for the season, that adding the bullpen would be a top priority.
Sans, I believe we're going to have to pick up this conversation at a later date because Sam Haggerty is set to join us now here for the Rangers Player Show. So if we could circle back around, maybe a later segment, not a later date, if we could we'll ring you back and see if you're available here with the pregame coming up at 8:30.
Yeah, Sam's a priority. He's awesome. You guys are going to love talking to him.
I love it, man.
Love you.
Take care. There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter, our Rangers insider pre- and post-game show host. And the pregame is coming up at 8:30 here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for the Rangers Player Show. And as you heard, Sam Haggerty is our guest today. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Right on. It's great to have you. We're actually just up the coastline here in Oxnard at Cowboys training camp, so I suppose we are, you know, inside the same state's borders. How's California treating you this afternoon? You enjoying this weather?
You know, it's a nice reprieve from some of the humidity there in Dallas, and it's never bad weather in California, so it's always nice.
So, yes, and speaking of nice, your swipe on Saturday night, catcher didn't even make the throw. So what'd you see from Iglesias that allowed you to take it so easy?
You know, you do some homework, you watch some film, you kind of develop a plan, and you study the way that Iglesias likes to go to the plate, the way he likes to control the running game, and ultimately you kind of make a strategic guess, and you roll the dice, and it worked out in my favor.
What are you doing in the moments like it's getting late inning? Are you getting up and stretching? Do you have to go do any sprints, or can you like pop off the bench and just go get a bag like that?
Unfortunately, I'm not 20 something anymore, so it takes a little bit more time. But when I don't start, I have kind of a bench routine that starts in about the fifth inning, and then it slowly just progresses, kind of watching the game, seeing if it's more of a pinch hit or if it's a pinch run or if it's a defensive replacement, and then prioritizing whatever aspect it is. You know, maybe it's doing some sprints underneath, swinging a little bit more, getting your arm loose, whatever the game kind of tells you.
Seems like you still got the same type of speed, though, that you did at 25. Sam, you're moving pretty impressively, bro.
You know, I'm glad you guys think so, but I definitely feel like I've lost a step. But I try to make up for it with my mind and study.
What I'm curious about the art of bunting, and I know in college you were a bunt master. Where has the bunting gone in Major League Baseball? How much is that even talked about? How much is it practiced?
You know, if you fall into a particular category of a type of player, you know, you need to be able to handle the bunt and move the ball around. You know, it's lost a little bit of its effectiveness just because defensive players are so good these days. There's a lot of really good third basemen out there. Pitchers seem to take more pride in fielding their position, so it's not as effective in terms of bunting for a hit always, and even sometimes just simply trying to move a runner. It has a place in this game and can be used, but it all, you know, it's important to know who's hitting behind you. Will they just walk that guy and ultimately set up another double play opportunity? So there's a lot of aspects to it. And, you know, it's something that I like to have in my back pocket just to give Boach another weapon and another card to play.
You, and this is, I'm coming from a place that I have absolutely zero fashion sense whatsoever, but I believe you used to have or still do have a clothing line.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask him, too.
So yeah, like, where did that, how, is that something you've always been passionate about? And, you know, do you envision yourself doing that post-baseball?
You know, it was actually less about fashion, and I don't consider myself too knowledgeable in that area.
Yeah.
It was more so like a medium that I chose to try to communicate through. I really like to read and write. And wow. I had a graphic designer who was phenomenal at drawing. And we kind of put our heads together and just decided to, you know, instead of posting a video or having a standalone portrait, we kind of brainstormed that a piece of clothing moved through society. And we thought that that was a good medium to try and talk through and, you know, put some graphics and some words and have them move through society.
Very interesting. Sam Haggerty here with you on The Fan.
Yeah, I was kind of interested because I was wondering, do you discriminate against big guys? Like, do we have like the kind of the triple extra large? Can I be a big billboard for you? You know, with your words and all that. I mean, I could maybe do the Declaration of Independence across from me if you want to write that out on me. That kind of thing.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. You know, you start with an idea and you kind of, I guess, I don't know, you have a very shallow view of what it means to start a business, particularly a clothing company. Then you start getting into sizing and trying to predict who your audience is and who will buy it and this and that. So that was, you know, there was plenty of learning in this process, and that was one of them.
So talking about like how art and words come together to convey messages, would you have been like a marketer? Like where, or are you more like a creative, like a book writer or something?
I'd probably lean more towards like the book writing. You know, I'm not sure that I have any expertise or any secret sauce or anything. I feel like I have a lot go on in my head, and I started writing when I played in Seattle. There are very long flights, and it was one of the ways that I would pass the time on the flights. I would just write at length, whatever was in my head. And I just kind of allowed however the day or the game, the series, the week was influencing me. And I found it, you know, therapeutic and enlightening to see how a single word would hit me differently based on my moods and what time of day it was and if I was playing well. And, you know, I just kind of thought it was something I wanted to share with people.
Hey, Sam, I know we're talking about clothes and stuff where we were earlier, but I want to know some. Are you a nightmare for the equipment staff? Because your uniform is always like messy, dirty, bad. Like, are you like when you hand that thing in at the end of the night? Are they kind of looking at you? Okay, Haggerty, once again. Because I remember the game at Baltimore earlier. You were standing on third base, and it was a mess over there. Like you'd played the whole game, the humidity and all that. Are you a nightmare for these equipment men to have to deal with?
You know, maybe on that front, in terms of the detergent used.
Yeah,
but I'm pretty simple otherwise, but you're right. I tend to get my uniform dirty, and not only dirty, I oftentimes have rips in my pants.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
Walchuk ripped his pants on the dance floor one time. You ever done something like that?
I'm not sure I have, but we're one and the same.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. I needed the support.
Sam Haggerty here with you in the G-Bag Nation, home of the Rangers. Pregame tonight, 8:30. You good on time? Can we ask you a few more questions?
Yep.
Okay. Well, so what are you writing? Are you journaling? Did that start from, like, reflecting on your game, or are you, like, writing about Dragons and fantasy? Or, you know, can you share with us what you're writing about?
Sure. You know, I mean, I love to read, and a lot of the guys that I like to read are like those old time Greek philosophers.
Oh, wow. Sweet.
And yeah. While that's really, really hard and deep and hard to kind of understand, I try my best. But ultimately, it came down to, like, I would pick a word, endure, wisdom, love, authenticity, and I would just kind of allow the word to sit on my brain and whatever came to my mind. And it was really open-ended, really stream of consciousness. I tried never to put restrictions on what I could write. And sometimes it was a short couple sentences. Sometimes it was 1,000 words. I just allowed myself an opportunity to kind of get things out of my head. And, I mean, I can share one story with you guys if you have time.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
We were playing in Houston against the Houston Astros, and I was asked to bunt, actually, in the 9th inning against Ryan Pressly. I failed. I didn't get the bunt down. I proceeded to strike out, very upset with myself. I go underneath the tunnel, and I did the classic baseball player, try to break something. And I swung my bat into a corner of a brick wall, and unfortunately, I did not hit low enough or near my hands to break the bat. It was towards the barrel. The bat hit the wall, proceeded to come back and hit me in the head.
Ooh.
And it knocked me out, and I had to get 9 stitches in my forehead that night.
Wow.
Long story short, I had no concussion. I was able to play the next day with stitches in my head, and, you know, but ultimately, I sat on the plane that night after that incident, and I just kind of reflected on what happened, why it happened, and the word I was working with at the time was endure, and so I kind of used the word to look through the entire experience, and I wrote for like an hour straight on what I should have done differently, what I could have learned, what I was unable to endure, and so forth.
Unbelievable, man. Have you ever done the try and break the bat over the thigh out of anger?
Never thought I was that strong, so I went with the brick wall. But since that happened, now I put everything down rather gently, and I just remember that the pain will go away.
I was thinking, because we had a situation with Brock Burke last year. He got ticked off and like punched a wall, fractured his hand or whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like it would be nice to have some type of punching bag or like some type of foam wall that you can just really let your anger out on in a moment of competitive frustration.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, they don't got a lot of those things for us around. So
we need to upgrade that.
We'll work on that, Sam.
Or we can just control our anger.
Fine.
Do you have a book recommendation?
Don't be
for
so
that?
Smart, Sam. All right, come on.
Is anybody is sort of cerebral? Like, do you have anybody that is sort of akin to you in this clubhouse?
Who do you talk to? Who do you talk to?
I mean, I talk to all the guys. You can learn something from everybody, and
sure,
you know, you definitely don't need to be cerebral. It's people come from different walks of life, and you can always learn something from them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, Chuck asked you if you got a book rec for us. Are you a Marcus Aurelius guy, or what are we doing?
Yeah, absolutely. He is brilliant. If I had to give you a book rec, it's a big one and a dense one, but one of my favorites is Laws of Human Nature by Robert Greene.
Oh, yes.
Laws of Human Nature.
Robert Greene, very powerful author there.
Yeah, I love the way he writes. There's like not a wasted word in anything.
You know, last week around this time, we had your teammate Rowdy Tellez on the program. Did you know about that? Did Rowdy, was there any frustrations involved? I think we probably dropped the ball in that interview, to be honest with you, Sam.
You know, I'm not
too, I don't have any social media. I'm not too in the loop with media, period. So I didn't even know that Rowdy was on this program. But
that's phenomenal. That's good news.
Well, if you do happen to run into him, just let him know that it's our bad. We know that, and we're pulling for him.
I'll let him know.
Let me drop a brisket sando or two.
Very good.
Are you a brisket sando guy?
I mean, a good brisket sandwich I won't turn down. Any good food I won't turn down.
It's a good man.
I love it, Sam. Thanks for your fine work there at the plate and on the base paths and on defense and all the different positions you play. And thanks for checking in with us. So give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Absolutely. Thanks, you guys, for having me.
You bet, man. That was awesome. There he goes. Sam Haggerty here with you on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. We'll see if we can get Sands back on. Been a huge day of sports. We'll recap everything that's been breaking and then hand it over to G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30 right here on The Fan.